refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Wednesday, March 8th.
Today's meditation is offered by Father Ovidiu Marginin.
Today's reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, verses 15 through chapter 6, verse 3.
My son, drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. How may your water sources be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets? Let your fountain be yours alone, not one shared with strangers, and have joy of the wife of your youth, your lovely hind, your graceful doe. Her love will invigorate you always. Through her love you will flourish continually. Why then, my son, should you go astray for another wife and accept the embraces of an adulteress? For each man's ways are plain to the Lord's sight. All their paths he surveys. By his own iniquities the wicked man will be caught in the meshes of his sin. He will be held fast. He will die from lack of discipline. Through the greatness of his folly, he will be lost. My son, if you have become surety to your neighbor, given your hand and pledged to another, you have been snared by the utterance of your lips, caught by the words of your mouth. So do this which I tell you, my son, and you will be saved.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this particular reading gives very interesting instructions. First of all, starts with a very clean and healthy way of looking at our every single day. Don't use another person's things. Like he says, my son, drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. In other words, don't try to share things they're not meant to be shared. And it applies, it then leads from then on to apply in our every single day life, like for example, a married life. He highlights the fact that what we should have, it's one single relationship in our lives. And it goes hand in hand with what the church now identifies, the fact that a husband and a wife should be always truthful and honest and together and remain one always from the beginning of their marriage all the way to the end. And it highlights in this particular reading the why to do this, because one love and flourishes with the other one. One nourishing the other person will always be able to remain in the same good status. And that's why, in a way, gives the example of a bottle or a cistern, you know, in a way. Don't share it with anybody because it's not to be shared, meant to be shared. In the same way with sharing somebody else's wife or relationship and so on and so forth. He even highlights over there, why then, my son, he says in the reading, should you go astray for another's wife and accept the embraces of an adulteress when you already have something that is good in your home, in your life? In other words, if you already have something good, don't try to destroy that by looking for something else. Enjoy what is good, because that's what God has given us on a daily basis. At the end of this particular reading, the Proverbs says something that's very, very strong. You know, it says, so do this what I tell you, my son, and you will be saved. The instruction then clearly states the fact that salvation goes hand in hand with what we do on a daily basis. So let's mind what we do on a daily basis in order to reach salvation from the beginning or from our life into the life eternal.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father
Ovidiu Marginin,
reader Julie Schocksnyder, announcer Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.